Thursday morning's third Thursday of the month at this time. It's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me is Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2021 GAR President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
All right. Good morning, Tony. Doing well.
All right, so we have turned the calendar to the new year. Let's look at January and see how things stacked up with January of 2020. Stacy.
Sure. So we had a pretty busy January. There were 66 single-family residential closings. That's compared with 38 in January 2020, so nearly a 74% increase there. Obviously, we're seeing a very active market continuing into the beginning of this year, which is a good sign for sellers and buyers alike. So the median sale price increased slightly to just over $2 million. It was at around $1.9 million in January 2020. And the average days on market are way down, around 169 days, down from 212 days in January 2020. So that means that, newer homes that are coming on the market are selling very quickly, and it's bringing that average days on market calculation down. There were 28 condo and co-op closings reported during January 2021, and that's an increase from 13 closings, condo and co-op closings in January 2020. The median sale price there decreased slightly to $697,000 from $815,000. The average days on market for condos and co-op also decreased to 148 days from around 200 days the year prior. Pending sales, as of close of business yesterday, we had 81 single family homes pending and 15 condo co-op pending.
All right, so while the numbers were down from December to January, from in the 90s to 66, still well above what we usually see this time of year, and it's kind of a slower time of year, right, John?
It is. So the question of whether the market is actually slowing, I think, has to be put into a relative context. So as far as the trend of the momentum we've seen in this COVID environment, statistically, it has tapered off. So the 66 closings for January really represent the first time in 5 months, as you mentioned, we had 90 closings last month. It was the first time in 5 months that we've had less than 90 closings. In fact, you'd have to go back all the way to May, 8 months ago, where there were fewer than 66 closings of 54. But 66 is still indicative of strong spring numbers. And if we're comparing it to May numbers in the peak of the spring market, you'd have to go back 7 years to find a May that outperformed this particular January. And then, as Stacy had referenced, obviously, year over year for January, an extraordinary January. We're up 75%. So we never see these types of numbers for January. And that obviously relates to dollar volume. There was $208 million of transactions in January. That's up 137% from last year at $87 million. That is the eighth consecutive month where we've had over $200 million in sales volume. And to underscore the significance, you'd have to look at the 48-month period going back to all of 2016, 17, 18, and 19, where there was not 1 month that exceeded $200 million. There is an asterisk on that number, and it's a happy asterisk. We had one closing in January, which people may have heard about. That was for $45 million. That is the largest closing to date and throughout this COVID environment, and I think that shows a ton of confidence in the Greenwich market. But even if we backed out that one transaction, if you're looking at $165 million, absent of 2020, we'd be consistent with, very, very strong June and July numbers. increasing on the trend of the increase in value. Stacey referenced the median price of $2,050,000. That's very similar to where we were for all of 2020, which of $2,080,000. That's a roughly an 11% increase. We also see that reflected in the price per square foot. So for January, throughout the entire market, there was a $606 per square foot average cost. That's about 13% from January in 2020 and about 9% above where we were for all of 2020, of $557. And I just have to kind of point out that Old Greenwich in particular did incredibly well. They had an average price per square foot of $694. And we also gauge the typical discount margin, which is really the percentage of listing price received, and that keeps tightening. For January, it was 96.5% straight across the board, and again, Old Greenwich, I'm not sure we've ever seen numbers like this, where 98.6% of the listing price was received. But we really have the same story of a weaker inventory. Our active inventory is down about 35% from where we were this time last year. In terms of new listings, there were 80 new listings in January. That's fairly consistent with January's of past. There were 76 last year. And when you have a cyclical nature of weaker inventory in January, but you have demand, which is reflective of strong spring numbers, it really brings our current absorption rate down to about 5.2 months, where we were at 13 months last year. And then just quickly to touch upon the condo market, the 28 condo units that sold in January, we do typically see about a dozen this time of year, but that 28 is the second greatest number of closings in the last 8 years, right behind December of 2020, where there are 31. So rarely do we see over 20 units in the condo market. And obviously, you know, $25 million of condo dollar volume is strong. And again, we don't see over $20 million very often. So the momentum has continued and the market is continuing to be strong for sure.
And Stacey, expect a strong February as well when the numbers come out?
That's what the pending numbers seem to suggest at this point. We're right around, we're pretty much in line with what we've seen in terms of pending closings for prior months when we've reported in prior months. So there's nothing to show that it will slow down. You know, we've still got all of the mortgage rates continue to stay at all-time lows, making it a great time to buy. Obviously, current inventory and demand makes it a great time to sell. So it's really a good environment for everyone all around.
All right. We'll find out in March when we speak with Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacey Lowe and 2021 GAR President John McAtee. Stacey, John, as always, thanks for joining me this morning, and we'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Be welcome.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:00.